Ticket in hand, I make my way past the posters for coming attractions, lit top and bottom by dusty, flickering bulbs. It rained this morning, so I'm extra careful. But looking down at the tiles that lead to the big double doors isn't exactly a hardship. They are a very cool turquoise and black. My grandmother walked on these tiles when she was a kid. In fact, she's on a committee that wants to preserve things like this theater, that red box office, these tiles, before another mini mall moves in selling acrylic nails, kung fu, and discount vitamins. Inside, the lobby of the Rialto Theater smells like butter from the Paleozoic, and so does Reginald. Ticket taker, popcorn maker, projectionist, owner, and manager. Reginald of the world's most awful comb-over. Reginald of the bad teeth and worst breath. Hey, Ben, not a bad crowd, huh? I dub thee Reginald the Optimist. Now rise, go forth into the land and promote positive thinking for your king. Reginald grins, showing me what looks like part of the keyboard of a tiny, decaying piano. Maybe 10 patrons lean against the wall or sink into the red, once plush couch. I know most of them by sight. They're people who don't own a VCR and don't want to, or if they do own one, can't get it out of its box. Misfits and Luddites, castaways and exiles, and all of us alone. Whoever said no man is an island has never been to the Rialto on a Friday night. And I can't help but wonder if I'll be here in 10, 20, or 30 years, dragging my foot down that street I've lived on all my life toward another movie I've seen before. Thoughts like that can drive a man to drink. I, on the other hand, buy a Dr. Pepper from the goth who works the concession stand. She has a lot of black eyeliner and a down-at-the-corners mouth that says, "How can you think of snacks when everything's so bleak?" I'm just paying her when somebody behind me hisses, "Hey, loan me a couple bucks." "Pardon me?" It's Colleen Minow. Everybody at King High School knows Colleen. At least, everybody who wants weed. I said, "Loan me a couple bucks." She flashes a $100 bill, then glances at the kid behind the counter. "Ms. Cheerful here is not going to break this for like one jujube. I'll pay you back at school." I dig in the pocket of my khakis. Okay, but she snatches the money and points through the smudged glass while I take in the rest of her. Ripped tights, an off-kilter skirt the color of a lime snow cone, leather jacket, and over that a ragged denim vest. She tosses my $2 on the counter. "Keep the change." Her hair is tufty and ragged. She's as pale as a girl in a poem about maidens and moonlight. Then she looks at me. "You coming?" "In a minute." "In your dreams?" First of all, no way am I gimping down the aisle during Monster Week while the lights are still on. People will think I'm part of the show. And second of all, no way am I sitting by Colleen. She is nothing but trouble. I wait through the previews, then slip between the musty velvet curtains and into the last row. I see Colleen roaming the theater. I shrink into my seat, but she vaults my legs. Oh, to vault anything just once. And settles beside me. She shows me the yellow box of candy. "What'd you get? Let's share."
"Shh."
"What? There's almost nobody in here but you and me. What'd you buy?" "Dr. Pepper." "Give me a sip." She grabs my little cup, slurps at least half of it, and hands it back to me. "Got anything else?" I reach into the pocket of my windbreaker and show her the apple my grandmother made me bring. She sneers. "No thanks, Adam." "Can you at least talk a little softer?" "Did you hear?" she hisses. "Willard got into it with the 69th Street Vados. When the movie starts, you can't talk at all, okay? Did you hear they're supposed to be bringing in dope-sniffing dogs? Did you see any dogs around school today? Take it easy."
Yeah, right. I'm a little amped."
She glances around, fumbles in her purse.
"I'll be right back."
She heads for the side door.